Thank you, Sharon. As you heard, my talk is going to be the different effects that tillage had on two cropping systems. Now, most of us here are familiar with the advantages of zero tillage or no till, particularly in terms of carbon storage. But let's not forget that the nutritional benefits of soil organic matter actually do not happen until that organic matter decomposes. But also with reduced tillage, you get stratification of organic matter and also some nutrients, particularly the relatively immobile nutrients like phosphorus. So some people have suggested that maybe it wouldn't hurt if you had occasional tillage of a no-till system. Now, the question we're asking there is, would we lose all the benefits of zero tillage if we did that, or would we actually uncover some more benefits? So, in particular, our objective here, now we looked at a trial that had gone into zero tillage or conventional tillage for 22 years, and then after 22 years, we reversed the tillage systems in some of these plots. And so we're looking at microbial dynamics in the zero till plots for 24 years or so, and then the ones that we had reversed the tillage system after 22 years, and then the conventional tillage system for 24 years or so. I think this will become more clear here. So that's the structure of our treatments. So back in 1982, two cropping systems, fallow wheat and continuous wheat here, on a silt loam soil with 20% clay. So two tillage systems, zero tillage and conventional tillage for 22 years. And then in 2003, what we did is split some of these plots here to reverse the tillage. So one of them continued with the same zero tillage, but this one was reversed from zero tillage into conventional tillage. So that's zero tillage to conventional tillage. And on the other side too there, conventional tillage all the way up now, but some of the plots, in some of the plots, we reverse the tillage from conventional tillage to zero tillage. So that's conventional tillage to zero tillage there. So that was in year 22, after we had started the trial. And so in 2004 and 2003, we sampled those plots, both in wheat rhizosphere and in bark soil, and analyzed them for microbial biomass carbon and diversity of soil bacteria. Now, go straight to the results here. So in the first year, in 2004, we had no significant differences in the bark soil. But in wheat rhizosphere, we had a very significant interaction. So this is the fallow wheat system, and this is the continuous wheat system. So in the fallow wheat system, if you look at the two tillage system without conversion, so this is a conventional tillage here on one end and zero tillage on the other end, so we're seeing more microbial biomass under zero tillage compared to conventional tillage. And we expected that. Actually, our whole hypothesis was based on that. So it was a question of actually just quantifying these changes. When conventional tillage was converted to zero tillage, within a year, we had microbial biomass almost pretty much as much as in the continuous zero tillage system. And here too, the other way around, so if you till this system here, we had microbial biomass falling back to the conventional tillage system. So it's a sort of a good news and bad news story here. So if you convert this system into conventional tillage, you are reducing microbial biomass, but then this treatment here shows that actually if it's just one-time tillage, you can have that effect reversed within a year. So, as I say, this is what we expected, and it can be explained in terms of carbon sequestration, because microbial biomass carbon is sort of just a labile form of total organic carbon. But in the wheat, continuous wheat system, we got completely different results, and we don't know why that is, and I'm going to speculate here as the talk goes on, but we are really would be very glad to have some feedback on this. So if you have suggestions on what happened there, we'll be very happy to hear that. Okay, so what happened here was actually the opposite. Conventional tillage, very high microbial biomass. Zero tillage, very little microbial biomass. So initially we thought, well, did we maybe switch the samples here or mislabel? Of course, that would never happen in our lab. So, but then if you look at these treatments in the middle here, they sort of confirm this trend. So if this is zero tillage, very little microbial biomass. If you convert this to conventional tillage, you're increasing microbial biomass. Same thing here, this is conventional tillage, high microbial biomass. You convert that to zero tillage, you are reducing microbial biomass towards that system there. So it couldn't have been mislabeling, it must be true. And not only that, the following year, now in the first year that was in rhizosphere, now in this, the following year, in 2005, in the rhizosphere there were no significant differences, but now in bark soil, we're finding exactly the same pattern. So could it have been mislabeling? Must be happening there. We're not sure why. So just to recap what I just said there, so microbial biomass higher under zero tillage compared to conventional tillage in the fallow wheat system, but the other way around in the continuous wheat system. And the tillage conversions seem to confirm that difference. Now in terms of bacterial diversity, we didn't find significant differences, but there were patterns evident in bark soil in 2005. So, as I say, in the fallow wheat system, we sort of expected those results, and we can explain those in terms of carbon sequestration. But what's going on in this other system here? So I looked up some earlier results from the same trial. Of course, I should have done that before we started the trial, but you know what happens. So, Campbell, back in 1999, published a paper in Soil Biology and Biochemistry, and these are the results they had. So you can see that right from the beginning, we're getting greater microbial biomass under conventional tillage. So the broken lines are conventional tillage, and the solid lines are zero tillage. Okay. So right from the beginning, and ironically, actually, at this point here, and this point, 8 years after the start of the trial, these results were not significant statistically, and yet they are the most clear. But it was this interaction here that was significant statistically. But it's clear that right from the beginning, or as early as possible, there was actually greater microbial biomass under conventional tillage compared to zero tillage. So that's microbial biomass though. So what's going on here? Well, of course, we'll try to explain that in terms of soil organic carbon, because of course, organic carbon is the main substrate for microorganisms. And so any management system that alters soil organic carbon will change soil microbial dynamics. So I have some results coming up on that. The other thing we thought, well, maybe soil pH, but actually I don't have any results on soil pH. So this is just thinking aloud. All right, so the same paper from before on the same trial, here is soil organic carbon in the same treatment. So solid lines, remember, are zero tillage, and dotted lines are conventional tillage. So you can see there's so much carbon here in the continuous wheat system under zero tillage. So there is carbon storage. And yet, when you look at the results that we found, well, actually, no, these are the same results from Campbell. And you can see that in that system, that's where you have the lowest microbial biomass. Okay, so there's actually a negative correlation between soil organic carbon and microbial carbon for some reason. And there's the negative correlation. And these are the 2 points here that I just showed you before. And then, okay, so we said, okay, how about other rotations? Because you were talking about just fallow wheat and wheat. How about rotations that have legumes in them? Now, I'll just show you this rotation here, which is pea wheat, and that one there. Now, I'll avoid this one. It's the same rotation, only that in this case, we sampled the pea phase of the rotation. So it wouldn't be fair to compare that with the others, because the others, we sampled the wheat phase of the rotation. So if you just compare this rotation with the others, so these are the results we just saw before, this one here and that one there, wheat and fallow wheat. fallow wheat and wheat wheat. Now, when you have legumes in rotation, the results were different. In this year, we had this pattern here where microbial biomass was lower and zero tillage, and yet in 2005 it was the other way around. So in rotations involving past legumes, the effect was not quite the same. So I'm wondering then, okay, so is this effect due to wheat residues then? Just the quality of the wheat residues maybe? Microbes just don't seem to like wheat residues? That's just speculation. So more speculation here. So we're thinking, okay, maybe here, although there's so much organic matter in the soil, maybe that organic matter, because under zero tillage, most of this is on the soil surface, maybe it's not accessible to soil microorganisms. Whereas here, you are constantly steering with tillage. It's like steering the organic residues, and so you're feeding the microorganisms. So that's a possibility. But we're asking the question then that, okay, if that's the case, why do we get so much soil microbial biomass under pasture systems, for example, or under grassland? So I don't know. I would welcome any suggestions on that. Now, I notice that I have a few more minutes here. Not many, but because I'm asking for feedback, actually I'll just go to the summary and say that what we found was that under zero tillage, microbial biomass increases or decreases depending on cropping system. And that was supposed to be the story, but now we've been sidetracked into this one here, where under continuous wheat, we're finding that the effect are actually the opposite. Now, why is that? And furthermore, what are the implications then of a system which has so much organic matter but very little microbial biomass? What are the implications of that? So I think I'll leave it there because, as I said, I'm asking for feedback here. Thank you.